Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on nature for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jumping.
This is on a guy. The guy sent this to me. His name is Ali.
He's out of the East Coast. The news tried to paint the motorist as a victim while this is the real victim. This guy, Jay Mazie, who was run over by the unnamed motorist for absolutely no reason, is in a medically induced coma. He will never walk again. Paralyzed, placed a long list of severe injuries. Every single media group is running the misleading story that not this was a justified act. They are trying to make it seem as this gentleman who never get to walk his daughter down the aisle doesn't even exist in his equalization. Let's not get the story confused. There was a crime committed. So basically, it's repost this because everybody wants to dig deeper. They got the world believing that it was all the bikers. It wasn't. The guy wouldn't stop after he ran the guy over. Yeah, we just lost a guy out here not less than a month ago. I don't know if you guys remember that. In the carpool lane. Because two yahoos decided to pull over and change a flat tire in the carpool lane.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Oh. Yeah, that's... Caught on video, father with family and SUV chased and beaten by speed demon bikers. Yeah, right. I mean, about a month and a half ago, I had a guy open a door on me, remember?
Yeah. Yep, I do.
So it's all kinds of crazy shit going on. So what's
yeah.
more than you guys? Besides this... I was asked to read this, so let me read this. But anyway, it's 6:07 on the West Coast. It's a slight breeze off the ocean. It's 72 and sunny still.
Nice. It's pitch black out here. It's got to be about, I don't know, 59 degrees, something like that. It's chilly and it's cold.
It's dark here, and it's 68.
You guys are getting ready for winter early, then.
Actually,
not
yeah,
me.
I wasn't off by much. According to the Weather Channel, it's 60 degrees. I was pretty on key. Yeah, the leaves are just starting to turn. We were seeing that today on the highway.
But this is that thing we're doing with shoes. Bill's already got about 12 bags full of shoes over there already.
Nice.
But and Fran went down to that other dealer, and I guess there's people dropping shoes off there too. And she volunteered to pick shoes up. So we need 25,000 pairs of used shoes. And this is for To Thine Own Shoes Be True, a national outreach campaign for American Soldier Network. This nonprofit Florida-based organization collects old, used shoes, repairs, and distributes them free to impoverished villages and communities in third world countries. Baby, toddler shoes, teen, youth, men's. I mean, the picture I have here is the guy has two plastic oil cans.
Yep.
With rope tied around the neck and the back, got a hole on each side with a string going over his feet, and those are his shoes.
Oof.
Boots, slippers, dress shoes, sandals, high heels, tennis shoes, any pair of used shoes. Over 630 million shoes are thrown away every year in America, creating chemical compounds too difficult to break down in our landfills. Once 25,000 pairs of shoes reach the operation hub, shoes are cleaned up, repaired, and then refabbed. And then the shoes are distributed free. This employs the local residents, giving them a trade skill and a paycheck. This is only the start. Because when the challenge is met, a check for $10,000 goes to American Soldier Network to aid the 9th Annual Holiday Christmas Drive at the San Diego Naval Hospital. The campaign directly aids the Wounded Warrior Battalion of Camp Pendleton during the holidays as they transition from recovery back to active duty or home. Drops
nice.
Kennedy's... Cycles. The other drop zone is Illusion Motorcycles, or Illusion Cycles in Westminster, California. Bill's in Oceanside, California. And I haven't got the info on the other two up north yet. Once I get that, I'll tell everybody.
Cool.
But, yeah. So everybody, I guess, 7 o'clock, a lot of people are watching, getting ready to watch the sun.
Yep.
Not going to be a long night here.
Okay.
So what's going on? How did you do on your school thing the other day?
No, everything's going good so far, except I'm trying to beat this cold I got going on here. It's
what,
like
pretty much summer cold?
I don't know what it is, but it's pretty much got me knocked out.
Yeah, did France send you those guys, the pictures?
Pictures of?
He's going to send you pictures of her bike?
I think I got pictures, yeah, with it all saddled up with stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were cool.
Did you get it, Nora?
Yeah, I got it.
Hold on a second. 870.
Howdy, Phil. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
This is Amy. I'm just checking in with y'all, see what y'all thinking about this government shutdown and all this good stuff going on.
Yeah, well, all right, I'll throw you the ball. Go for it.
I had company up just a minute ago. I didn't catch the first part of your show because I'm not sure what you got going on tonight. I didn't want to interfere. What are you talking about tonight?
Well, we talked about getting some shoes, and we talked about the guy got run over in New York, and the guy that got pulled out of his Range Rover and the shit beat out of him.
Oh, God, dude. Okay, well, if you want to talk about shoes, you know I can do shoes for days. I am the shoe queen. But
Need all the shoes you don't want by the 27th.
27? Why?
We're trying to collect 25,000 pairs of shoes.
Why are we collecting shoes?
Well, we're collecting the shoes because once we get the 25,000 pairs, a check for $10,000 goes to the American Soldier Network, which will benefit the holiday Christmas drive at the Naval Center in San Diego, as well as the Wounded Warrior Battalion at Camp Pendleton.
Well, I'm going to be the poster girl for this because I can hook you up with some shoes.
Just put them in a box.
You know this.
Hit me up.
You're on my Facebook. You know I'm not even lying. Dude,
so,
really? That's awesome. I'm totally going to see new shoes now.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about them so-called bikers, man? Them ain't no bikers. Comparing them people to bikers is like comparing ovaries and apples.
All right, here. Listen to this. This is an email I got today. And the news tried to paint the motorist as a victim while this is the real victim. Jay Macy, who was run over by the unnamed motorist for absolutely no reason, is in a medically induced coma. He will never walk again, paralyzed from the waist down with a laundry list of severe injuries. Every single media group is running the misleading story that no one was hurt. Even the chief of police in New York just broke his leg, that this was a justified act. They are trying to make it seem as this gentleman will never walk because his daughter down the aisle doesn't exist in the equation. Let's not get the story confused. There was a crime committed. He ran the guy over first, and he wouldn't stop, so that's why everybody went after him. We've had a few of those ourselves out here.
Well, you know, it looks like to me there was a whole lot of wrong going on there. Them guys, you know, I don't ride a lot. Now, I get out there and act a fool just a little bit on my motorcycle. Who of us don't, you know? But I do it on a country road where there ain't no traffic if I'm going to act a little silly. I get mad when I see people crossing folks on the wrong side of the road and going up between cars and that kind of stuff, because that makes us all look bad, and all they do is trying to get killed, and which it hurts our insurance premiums. And I think And then that man in that car, he acted a fool, too. Everybody in the whole situation acted a fool, and it's going to come down bad on all of us.
Well, it depends. If they tell the, if you don't want to say anything else the media does, it's what they want you to know, not what the whole story
yeah.
is.
Yeah, and I think the reason it's so big and on every news network now is because they're pissed off at the bikers for going to Washington.
Probably.
Because, you know, we've seen that they used the media to poke at us before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They poke at us anytime they can.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a guy. I was in the lane today, and I had a guy pass me on the left in a truck. I was doing 75 miles an hour.
They're trying to run you off the road. I rerouted some of the people going to D.C. away from Arkansas because there was a car club somewhere down there from Texarkana on whose initiation is to run a biker off the road. You know, that ain't kosher. That ain't cool.
I would send that information into the local chippies over there and see what they do.
I told as many people as I could about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't be quiet. But man, what is our world coming to?
I have no idea. Day by day.
What do you make of the shutdown? I don't believe it's right to shove insurance down folks' throat that can't afford it. And so I kind of hope them Republicans hold firm. To me, this is just show, you know, Obama stomping his foot and acting like a little child. You know, you're not going to let me not get my way, and so I'll just let the whole country shut down so that I can make my name go down on this shitty health care bill, is the way I see it. Is that what you see?
Well, you know, I work on a Navy base, and I'm on different ships all day long.
Yeah.
And I've seen people at the ATM machine today and start crying because they didn't get paid.
Seriously?
Yep. I got told three of my kids' friends that work on the base here at Pendleton got laid off for the next 3 weeks till they figure out what's going on.
I'm worried about, because my insurance is military, because my husband is a retired soldier, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get my chemo this month.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, everything I've found on it says that medical military insurance is cut down to emergency, outpatient, and inpatient care. I don't fall under that.
Mm-hmm. They can't deny it. They can't deny your treatment if you've already started it. They might deny somebody getting new treatment, not somebody that's already getting it.
But can they say they won't pay for it?
No, they know they're going to get paid down the road.
Because it's like $7,000 a month.
Is the Navy Federal out here, credit union, told everybody that they would, if they're banking with them, they'll front them the money because they know they're going to get it from the government down the road. So if the banks are hooking up, the enlisted people, I'm sure I would call. That should have been your first phone call after you saw that on TV.
Well, I'm going to call them now. I tried today and couldn't get through. I'm trying to call my diagnostic center and find out. Because, you know, my treatment is a week from today, but I'm going to call and find out because I'm not going to go up there, you know, and put a $7,000 debt on my husband if they're not going to pay for it.
No, I'm sure they're going to pay for it. It's just when. But like I said, if you already started something, they're not gonna stop it. They can't.
And see, I know they've already got the Obamacare started there because I've been going to that. Now, this is the Baptist health care system in Little Rock. I've been using them for several years with all, you know, because I got 9 autoimmune diseases. I'm real messed up. So I like all my different piles of doctors being in the same building, using the same computer system, you know, so my information is all in one spot and it don't get messed up. I hadn't had to even fill out a paper when I went to the hospital in 2 years. And now when I went in there the other day, they give me this piece of paper asking me about, you know, how many smoke detectors is in my house, how many carbon monoxide detectors, how many dogs have I got, how many people live in my house. What the hell has that got to do with my kidneys or anything else about me?
Because they're collecting data.
I wrote bullshit answers on it.
Yeah, you might be kind of leery on that because they can say you didn't fill out the paper right and jam you up.
I filled it out. But I told them I had 14 pitbulls. Well, you know. Why do they want to ask me how many dogs I got? I really do got dogs, but really, what business is, you know, that doctor was for a tumor because I can't hear this on my adrenal gland. Deaf people get this. It don't have anything to do with my environment or if I smoke or anything else. All it's got to do with is my mama's blood in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I call bullshit.
Yeah.
My girlfriend went to the VA and they asked her if she had any guns.
Wow.
You know, I guess you probably see more than I do because you're right there on the Navy Yard, but even what I see here, I'm scared.
I've been listening to these guys tell these guys for the last month and a half when they first started talking about this that they needed to save some money. Just in case. Nobody, to me, it sounded like nobody listened. I mean, when I'm watching people stand in ATM and looking at a zero balance.
I'm watching old veterans on TV having to break their way into their memorial.
What do you guys say about that, friend?
Hello, hello, yes. I will talk a little bit about the shoes. And you know something? I was at 2 different events handing out the flyers to patch holders. You know, all of them. And, I had one guy, I love this guy, he says, oh, I got plenty of shoes for you. Just, my wife won't notice they're missing anyway. So, apparently he still has all of his ex-wife's shoes in the closet. So, they're going to be finding a new home. But you know
okay.
What I found most important of all, though? One of the most gracious ladies that I know that rides is Mariana.
Mm-hmm.
Mariana is not only putting out the flyer for us. I don't know, I made a couple changes to the flyer so that people know that Mariana is a drop-off at Sweetwater.
Okay.
But you know something? She is a true gracious lady. Because she...
Yes, she is.
She sees it as it is. I'm not going to say what the other group is or the other place is, but the one that is running whatever they do still hasn't called me back, still hasn't done anything. And I know that she's seen the flyer because I dropped it off there. I was there while the event was going.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, again, a gracious lady, Mariana, my hat's off to her. Because she looked what it is. She saw what the 10,000 is going to.
Yeah.
And she said, I'll put a barrel out.
There you go.
Now, with the event that she had on going on, which was the bike wash, I got some great shots. But
good pictures.
I took some pictures there. The bikini wash.
They were doing
They were doing the Isaiah fundraising. And so that was what the bike wash was for. You know, free bike wash, put money in the kitty. And that money in the kitty was going to the, you know, the kids thing. But, you know, even the ladies that were doing the bike wash, and everybody was so pleasant.
Yeah.
And you know, it feels good when bikers come together. And like I said, with Mariana, she was, like I said, my hat's off to the lady. She says, don't worry about it. I'll put a bucket out.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
You know, the last time Bill and I were in their place and talking to her, she told Bill he was a good-looking guy, but I was handsome.
Well,
like, that went over like a fart in church.
That's kind of true, you know. I was just fizzing the side. Well, at least she didn't tell you sure got a pretty mouth.
Well, but the only thing is Bill and I are old dogs. And when you're an old dog, you know, it just rolls off our back. It's like, oh, yeah, all right, whatever.
You know, oh, no, he was missed. He was like a hurt.
He is such a gentleman. And, again, he is one of those that steps up to the plate for the cause. He doesn't care if it's this shop or that shop. He doesn't care if it's that organization or another. If he can support it, he will do so.
Mm-hmm.
And Mariana is the same way. You know something? I'm sorry that not the whole white world, but a good percentage of it has changed. And I find it embarrassing to a degree that when you have an old dog like myself show up at a run, that you don't have time for an old dog. And if I hand somebody a piece of paper, at least have the decency to take it and say, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you're not interested? What if it was for your fucking wife? You're going to tell me you're not interested? You know, I'm sorry. The bike sense of no, I don't know, loyalty, I guess maybe. Pride is just not what it used to be. Am I expecting too much? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, I could be mistaken. But I was so, so pleased when Mariana said, I'll put a bucket out. No problem. Now, I will be there Sunday, so I hope that the final option that their group, because I'll see if I go on their website and before, you know, tonight with final option and see if the Prez will ask his members to bring shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nancy has put out for the abate meeting to bring shoes. I've asked people at school to bring shoes. Even my boss said he'll bring me some shoes. So it's out there. One of the groups down at Sweetwater, I apologize. I forget what group he was. He says, I'll tell you what, I'll bring it to my church.
I want to bring shoes.
And my first thing is, look, I'm not asking for money, but you've got to have some old shoes in your closet.
Right.
Yeah, I do.
So
what do we do with them when I get a bunch of shoes?
What do you do with them? You mail them to me before the 27th.
Mail them to you? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll put it on my Facebook tonight, okay?
No, you got a pen? I'll give you the address right now.
Okay, well, let me see here. I don't where I'm sitting, but I'm going to type it to myself. Do you care if I put it on my Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay? All right. Yay, I'm totally going to collect shoes for you.
Okay.
Yay. This is awesome.
Well, but you know, it's a large number of shoes, but when you say, look where the check is going. You got shoes sitting in your closet. I mean, I found two pair to throw in the bag. I have a woman that gave me a brand new pair of Nikes or whatever.
That'll give 10 or 15 Marines a plane ticket home for the holidays.
Okay.
Well,
when do I need to have them to you by?
By the 27th.
The 27th of October?
Can she give you the count by the 27th and send it? Or does it have to be there by the 27th?
No, they have to be. Bill and I have to deliver them to Illusions by the 27th.
Okay, so I need to get them to you like by the 25th or so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at that point, I would say I have to have them by the 20th because that gives you 7 days to get here.
Yeah, let's say 20th. You're right. October the 20th. Okay, what's the official name of what we're doing?
Ask him. I've got the flyer, and it's on my my Facebook.
Oh, do you? We'll do that. How about I go steal your flyer then? Am I on your Facebook?
I don't know. Are you on my Facebook?
I don't know. I have 7,000 people on my page. I'm fixing to go comment on Phil's page, and then you can find me. I'm going to say, hello, Phil, and then you'll know it's me. I'm going to say, it's the shoe lady.
The shoe lady.
I really am the shoe lady. I got hundreds of shoes. Yeah. I ride my Harley in high heel shoes.
Oh, heck. I've worn boots so long, my feet have gotten so wide, I'm lucky to even be able to get my feet into a pair.
Oh, my God. I wear shoes, like, I never wear the same shoes probably within hundreds of days.
Oh, God.
I had a friend said, how many pair of shoes do you have? And I said, I don't know, but I just bought three more pair. I'm one of them people.
Oh. What was that woman?
Imelda Marcos.
People.
Yeah,
right.
I could probably give her a run for her money.
Oh, geez. Oh, you're way too funny.
I really, Phil will tell you I'm not lying. I post a different pair of shoes on my, like, once a week on my page I bought. Hey,
what's your Facebook?
You can conquer the world. I just added I wrote over on Phil's page and said, it's me, the shoe lady, that you can find me.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you go to Phil's page, you'll see that he liked my,
something you did.
The flyer.
So you got a handsome man liking your flyer.
I just sent it to you.
Oh, good.
You sent it to me. Hey, I got it. Yay. Thank you.
And
mine's just a little different.
Well, and here's the other thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
It says 3,000, but it's 25,000. So we have five drop zones now in Southern California, with Losing Cycles being our headquarters zone. But we only have a short time, now to October 25th. They want 2 days to make sure they can get everything loaded. So you got to get them to me by the 23rd. It's simple. Place the 25 pairs of shoes in a big hefty trash bag and bring it to one of the drop zones. Bill's the other drop zone. And Sweetwater will be another drop zone for the southwest corner of California. You can go to Sweetwater. For up in by Camp Pendleton, you can go to Kennedy's. So Legion Cycle, fast frame is Mission Viejo.
Oh, That reminds me, the 460 American Legion Riders. They're going to be putting out all. that sounded wrong. They're going to get their members to get shoes together for me too, because I told them, watch me pack the two duffels, and I've got two huge duffels that I can handle a lot of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see these people be able to give me something that I can stuff and put that on the back of my bike. Now, I do want to say something to the riders out there. They may actually see me doing some things, and I do ask, please, please, don't do some of the things that I do, such as a big flag. My bike is reinforced to carry a pipe, and it's a 1-inch pipe so that it doesn't bend. But I have a welded piece that it goes into a chute, and that flag, if that wind is blowing real bad, it will make you dance.
Yeah,
I've seen men shudder when they try to do what I do. So I ask, please, unless you were really experienced at this, please don't do what I do. That big duffel that I have on the back of my bike right now, that catches so much drag. It's empty, but it's catching so much drag, that's making my bike dance. And, you know, people just don't understand. They see me doing these things, and they automatically assume, oh, well, she can do it. And it's a she thing. Well, if she can do it, watch me. I can do the same thing. And it's like, please, unless you're really experienced at doing this kind of stuff, please don't do what I do. I don't
mm-hmm.
want someone to get hurt. Thank you. That was my PSA.
Okay.
I had to put that in because I've seen some men try to do the same thing with the flag on the back of their bike that I do, and only to have the flagpole break or... And now it's dragging or it gets stuck in their back tire, and it's like, please. I mean, it's fortified, it's cinched, it's a lot of different things. But, I mean, you've seen me. I mean, and you've seen some of the macho guys that try to emulate what I do. I just don't want nobody hurt. But back to shoes.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. I am really
well,
hoping.
Well, I've also seen
Sunday.
You get yelled at PHP.
Did he? Oh, well, that was different.
Oh, okay.
That was different. No, that was different. That was for something else. That was for something
He's
else.
He's busting your balls. I'm listening to him busting your balls and laughing at it, too.
Well, he's right. He is right. But it's for something different.
It was for
why
we pull over on that freeway.
I don't remember.
I remember it was
but
me, you, and Art.
Ah, okay. I do remember telling him that please don't do any radar or anything because I would set it off because I had just had that nuclear test. And I could just see my ass being hauled off to jail because I set off a nuclear thing. And the only time they give you a paper is if you ask for it because you're flying someplace or going across the border. Because they don't want you sending off a trigger and then having to go through everything and finding that you just had a nuclear test. Yeah, I had a very nice gentleman pull me over from a dead stop to a stop. It was 1 mile. And it definitely had a one in it. And I honestly didn't believe that I was moving that quickly. So 2 days later, from a dead stop to where I stopped, I clocked it, and it was possible. Oh, I didn't think I could, in 1 mile, have the bike up so quickly. Whatever. Well, you know, you have to shake the bugs out once in a while. And
yeah,
I know you're alive.
I totally did for a little while last week.
I mean,
but, you know,
you
have to
shake it.
Yeah, you got to. They were filming me for a TV show, call it. So my, I have a, my best girls that one of them little Kia, I mean a Fiat, whatever cars, you know, just like a shoebox, little bitty thing.
Yeah, that's the fix it again, Tony.
So we're going down a two-lane, a curvy road, and here I am bitching thin bikers while they go for jumping on that car. Me and Libby are going down the road, and I was beside her. We were like tandem, her in the Fiat and me on my soft tail going around the curves, and Jasmine was hanging out at the sunroof with a video camera.
Oh, jeez.
So, you know, hey, you got to do it every now and then, though. But we were being safe. We got way out in the country where there wasn't anybody, you know?
Yeah, did you see that piece on the news where, I think it was in New York, where the gentleman in the car that got scared and ran over the motorcycle?
That's
and,
what we were talking about. God, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, the only thing that I don't like about that whole thing is, they're saying, well, that was the ending of it. What provoked it?
Well, let me tell you. Here, I got this email. I'll read this to you since you missed it.
Okay.
The news tried to paint the motorist as a victim. Well, this is the real victim. Jay Mazie was run over by the unnamed motorist for absolutely no reason. He's in a medically induced coma. He will never walk again, paralyzed from the waist down with a laundry list of severe injuries. And every single media group is running the misleading story that no one was hurt. That even the chief of police in New York said the guy just broke his leg, that this was a justified act. They are trying to make it seem as this gentleman, who will never walk his daughter down the aisle, doesn't even exist in his equation. Let's not get this story confused. It was a crime committed.
That's what I was wondering, because it was the story that was presented was to Pollyanna, and then he automatically ran over the bike and took off. But what did he do before that that provoked him, provoked the bikes to react the way they did?
Nothing. The guy was pissed because going into Times Square, it's a fucking clusterfuck, and they were driving around the cars and stuff, so he got pissed off and ran the guy over.
Okay, so that is the answer.
I got the video. They sent me the video.
Well,
there's
send it to me so I can put it on my Facebook.
Before
the
bikes are hitting the car, it shows them for... Okay, the guys, first of all, had cameras in their helmets. That tells me they was planning on cutting up. Okay, then before they ever get to that SUV, there's footage of them crossing in between and cutting people off and all kind of stuff. It was on YouTube. Somebody sent it to me earlier today, and I watched it. And I was like, really? Why you gotta act stupid in traffic?
Because stupid is, stupid does.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
Right,
when they can justify a four-wheeler.
Hang on. Listen to this. They're playing a commercial first. Hold on.
Yeah, it's always.
I just put the link up in the chat room.
Well, I can't get the chat room.
There. Where motorcyclists from various locations come together. Their ultimate goal is to get into Times Square, which they did last year. Quite frankly, it wasn't on anybody's radar screen last year. We were aware of it this year and did a fair amount of enforcement. Now, apparently, they are on the streets, and they get onto the Henry Hudson, and they're driving south, and they're acting, according to the complainant, recklessly, driving in a somewhat erratic manner. The individual in the car strikes one of the motorcyclists, and that person ultimately winds up with a broken leg. He stops. He's surrounded by about 20 to 30 bicycles, as he describes it, or motorcycles, I should say. They take their helmets and they start to dent his car, and apparently his tires are slashed there with a knife. He gets in the car. He's in the car with his wife. He drives, continues to drive, and he drives to 178th Street between Wadsworth Avenue and the Henry Hudson, where he is stopped again by a group of motorcyclists. He's taken out of the car. He is assaulted. He received some stitches at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. He has been treated and released. Obviously, the investigation is ongoing. We're checking cameras in the area. We had enforcement yesterday focused on this group or groups. We made 15 arrests. We confiscated 55 motorcycles, and we issued 68 summonses. And as I say, the investigation is ongoing.
Well,
that was the end of it.
The thing that I find interesting is the footage that they showed.
Look, they chased this guy for 50 blocks. Then they managed to trap him again. One of them got off, pulled the driver's tire over, and the motor swerved and sped away. After his tires were finally went flat on the side street, the group blocked him again. One biker was seen yanking off his helmet and used it to smash in the window. Police said the man suffered black eyes and other injuries in the subsequent beating. After receiving some stitches, he was released. No arrests have been made, but police are examining surveillance video from a nearby gas station where some of the motorcyclists stopped. Bikers did not have a permit for the rally, and the NYPD only learned of the showboating event in the second year through social media. He said the police had fanned out around Manhattan to watch for trouble, arresting 15 bikers and confiscating 55 motorcycles unrelated to the attack on the Range Rover.
Well, like I said, from the footage I saw, there were no flat tires. Now, when he got stuck in traffic, if the tires went flat by then, okay, but I didn't see any flat tires when he ran over that motorcycle. I didn't see any flat tires when he was going in and out of traffic, and I didn't see any flat tires when he was actually stuck in traffic. And that's when I saw the footage on TV where, yes, the one guy was so angry, he actually did break the front side window, driver's side. And then the second one did take his helmet off and try to break open the back window. So, I mean, even the footage that they showed on TV didn't quite follow what you just read.
No.
So,
sure didn't.
Is the television footage incorrect then?
Yeah.
Is that supposedly incorrect news that they showed? And I would think that if I
was... Well, I have. Hang on. I have, off the top of somebody's head, a video. Let's see what this brings out. This is all the way up. This is a camera on somebody's head. First hit the guy. I'm watching the video now. We got him stopped. He ran into the back of a guy on a bike. Now he drives over another guy on a bike and they take off. conversation.
Now, the person had a flat tire. They wouldn't be able to drive that fast on that road. I know that road. I drove that road quite often when I lived in New York.
They aren't really going that fast.
For New York Street? Yeah, it is.
They're trying to get you them to stop.
Know, you have to know New York in order to know speed. That front tire is flat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're 4 minutes in. They're chasing them for a good.
I didn't hear any of that.
Well, I fast forward. They didn't sound like no flat tires to me.
No, there is a flat tire at the end, at the front flat tire. And what it is,
yeah.
It's got those little, small, skinny rim tires.
Now they're going fast.
Right. And I've never seen those streets that empty. At that point, didn't he have a cell phone? Didn't his wife have a cell phone call the police? Or was calling the police not something that he thought about?
Yeah. And then it stops after
and
the guy breaks the window.
At that point, he actually ran over two motorcycles in that footage alone.
Mm-hmm.
In that footage, he actually ran over two motorcycles.
Yeah, the guy that he pulled up on and the other guy that stopped to help the guy he pulled up on. Then he drove over that guy in his bike.
Yep. So like I said, I go back to the original question. What did the guy in the SUV do to start the whole thing?
Well, if you look at it, when it starts, before he pulls up on that guy, he's trying to get around him, and he's trying to push him out of the way.
Correct.
He's trying to force him to move.
And
so
at that point, you try to push me on my motorcycle, because I only have two wheels and no protection around me, off the road, and I have had male testosterone try to do that to me. And what makes me angry is they think it's okay. What made me even angrier with that one gentleman was that he had his wife and two children in the back seat. Now, let me ask you this question. What was he teaching his young children? When someone drives a car, whether they're going through a red light, whether it is doing whatever breaking the law, when their child becomes 16 and licensed and does the same thing or kills somebody with a car, they have no right to say, oh, my kid would never do something like that, because they had the best teacher of all for the first 16 years of their life. The same one that just ran through those headlights, the first one that ran over a person, the same person that ran over a motorcycle. So he's teaching whoever else is in that car, it's okay.
Yeah.
And until parents out there realize that if they want their kids to drive sensibly, well, then they better be a model teacher and show how to drive out there correctly if you want them to model your driving. The one kid that he was lucky he didn't get charged for killing 14. And that part of the reason for that is they didn't charge him for racing. And all he had in the side of his car was the size of a dent of a size of a dinner plate. That's all that had hit his car. The car that hit him went into oncoming traffic, killed the girl from another high school, which they happened to know each other. 4 teens died that night. They told the young man that don't come back to the high school because we can't protect you. There were that many people that were angry. That young man came to my class, spoke to other teenagers, and I felt bad for his mother because his mother was out there in the hall listening. And his response when one of the kids asked a question was, didn't you think you were driving too fast for this? And his response is, my parents drive that fast all the time. So, was he wrong? He was modeling what he was taught. His parents drove that fast. He drove that fast. Of course, he was racing that night. But he was still, it was okay to drive that fast because his parents drove that fast.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you correct that? You can't. So, I mean, guy that I almost chased down, I mean, he had two kids in the back. And I felt bad for his wife because if he treated me that poorly out there on the freeway, how does he treat his wife?
Okay.
I used to tell my girls when the guys weren't in the class, I said, look, if you're dating a guy and you see him in front of you driving, don't go, you know, catch up to him. Don't wave. Do yourself a favor. Watch how he drives. If he cuts people off, if he endangers people out there on the freeway, you know what, honey? He's going to do the same thing to you. And it is. It is a behavior. And that behavior is going to hurt people. It hurts dates. It hurts wives. And it kills people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bottom line. Boy, did I go off on that one. Sorry about that.
There you are. Hey, no worries.
Well, but the thing is this is what John and I taught. We taught this stuff. That I would have loved to have had on video, and it was one of our own CHPs here, and we were doing a Father Joe run. That was the San Diego toy run.
Mm-hmm.
And we went, I forget from where, down to the Father Joe's warehouse, and the CHP actually blocked the intersect, the on-ramps on the freeway. This one SOB decided that he might have been a highway patrol, but he didn't have to stop from, even though he had the on-ramp blocked. So he went around him and continued. I never saw a CHP cop so angry. He pulled the guy over. Not only did he pull him over, as he was pulling over, I saw that cop put a dent in the driver's side door that he might as well have bought a brand new door because it's going to take too much to take that dent out. I've never seen a CHP officer that angry. Never.
Wow.
But here is sheer stupidity. A CHP, we're not talking just a line of bikes. A CHP is holding an on-ramp, and you're stupid enough to go around him? You got to be stupid. Because I don't know what else to call it. I mean, what do you call somebody when they do something like that? I don't know. Yeah. Did mom forget a few packages when she gave you up for, you know, for birth? Maybe she should have stayed
a little longer. I was
thinking
more like,
you know, I don't know.
I thought maybe their swing sets were too close to the house.
Yeah, maybe. But this is, and what I'm seeing out there on the road is not getting better. It is not getting better. And that's what I find frustrating, and it's sad. Driver's Ed, I don't even know why they even bother. Because technically, Driver's Ed was in California. You got full 6 hours of instruction, not 2 hours with each kid taking two hours, meeting 6 hours. That's not 6 hours of behind-the-wheel instruction. And that's what they're doing now. If you have two students that drive really, really poorly, then the two that are sitting in the back are learning what? How to drive really poorly. I know, so something is wrong when DMV is saying, oh, well, okay, that's acceptable now. Oh, that's okay, we're not teaching it in school anymore. You can just let the kid, you know, watch it online and come in and take the test, and we'll give them their certificate. Even though that a friend, they paid a friend to do it online, and all they're doing is learning to take the test, so they're not even doing the whole course online. Just getting someone else to do it for them. Now, if they have to go to the library and actually clock in to do the program, you know what? Go for it. Because that means that they have to go to a public place, a public library. They have to show their proof of identity and log in on the computer where they can be seen and videoed while they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it that way, then you know what? Go for it. But don't let them do it at home. This was one of the reasons why with traffic school, there were a number of courts now, or I don't know about now because I don't teach it anymore, but there was a number of courts that no longer allowed anyone to do traffic school at home computer. You used to be able to go to Blockbuster and pay $40 or whatever it was, take it, go home, log in, take the test, bring it back. And you did it, you got your certificate. Well, a number of the judges said, you know what, this is crap. Because a number of them are, you know, some of them are paying their kids to do the online for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's the case, then it's a failed system. It is a failed system. So somewhere along the line, when you say, well, I don't know what's happened to society, well, you have changed the laws and you have changed enough that no one is being held accountable or responsible for their actions.
Okay.
Now, my feeling, when someone has, like I say, an order of protection where someone can't come within, you know, 100 feet of you, I still like my idea. You get this electronic dog collar on the person's neck. They get within 1,000 feet of the person, they start getting a little tinge. They get closer, the tinge gets stronger. God, I hope you're not stuck on the freeway, because if it is and they're getting closer and you can't do anything about it, you're in trouble. But, well, unless you planned it that way. But at that point, the closer they get, if a person gets it within 500, they would not be able to withstand the electrical impulses at their neck. They can't shoot someone unless they're closer than 500 feet. And to me, you know what? It's cheap. That is a cheap system. It's a dog collar that can't be taken off, and the other person has one on their wrist as a receiver. So when that person gets close, they get the tinge. How expensive is that? Nobody gets killed. They just had a memorial for a young lady that was killed in the bathroom at our college. Now, I think that's a year or 2 years ago now. And it was an estranged husband that killed her in the bathroom. And she had an order of protection. That piece of paper doesn't do anything. You can't waive it. You tell the police, and the police are going to do what? Say, I'm sorry, I'm busy. We are 100 police officers short. Unless you're pulled over by an officer. Then they're not sure to you. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, you have to put everything in order. You have to weigh everything. And you have to consider what is going on, what is being done, and say, is this really fair? So is our lady here with the shoes yet?
Me?
There you are.
I'm not there yet. I've been waiting to listen to you talk. I haven't got my shoes together. It'll take me a week to go through my shoes.
Whoa.
You know, I love every single pair of them. This
well,
is like
you know,
a
that'd
huge...
be, that'd be a picture I'd want to see. I'd want to see because it says right here, watch Fran load shoes on her bike. Bring your old new shoes or boots. Help for a change.
What state are you in?
Me? Arkansas.
Yeah. Arkansas. God, that'd be a 3-day ride.
Yeah. I did it in a car.
Well, that'd be
3 months ago.
Back. That'd be 6 days. I'd have to take off work to do that one.
Whew, I've been all over this country this year, Mama. Y'all got to come see me. I'm tired.
Well, I was thinking of, if it were closer. Then hell, I'd ride
take
bike there and
halfway.
Bring it in.
That's what we'll do. We'll meet halfway.
Yeah, but halfway's not Arizona. That'd be on the other side of Arizona. That's New Mexico.
Yeah. I'll mail him a box of shoes. I just sent the link to my preacher at my church, and I asked him, can we do a shoe drive? So I'll see what I can collect. Since I'm the shoe lady,
that's
I ought to be able to do something.
Now, this is a situation where should we be able to talk to UPS or somebody like that and say, look, this is for the shoe drive. Can you help us out?
Are you reading my mind or my script?
I don't know. Do you have that in your script?
Yeah.
Well,
when I told her to get them together, I'd mail them to her. That's why I asked her if she had a pen.
I've got my little notepad on my computer open. I've got it now, so it don't matter.
Yeah, I already sent it to you, though.
But you may want to announce it on the radio so everybody else that listens to you knows it.
There you go. Drop Zone, Kennedy's Custom Cycles at 3028 San Luis Rey Road in Oceanside, California, 92058. Monday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 7 days a week, 9 to 5. The only 2 days Bill isn't there is Friday and Saturdays.
I'm hoping that this Sunday, that the final option, bring me shoes, and I'm hoping that the abate meeting, bring me shoes.
Well, that's I'm reading Nancy's. I'm reading Nancy's
because,
thing right now.
Oh, really? Good. Because I did tell Graveyard Gamblers to come on, ladies, kick up some shoes for me. I mean, it'd be awesome because if they would do that, I don't know, is Art on? If Art, yo, Art, if you're on,
no, he's not.
Ask MMA to bring some.
Send him a message.
Yeah, I can do that.
But, she put an alert in here. You heard the news that there have been tickets given in Oceanside for illegal helmets by Officer Murabe, not Moran, over the past couple of months.
Oh, how'd you like that helmet of mine?
Yeah. But I had already talked to all these people about the tickets and what to do. And
okay.
I guess it was too much for them to do, so now they called Mark, and Mark's having them do the same thing I told them to do. Yeah.
It's not
so,
a
you know,
ride. Yeah, no matter how you look at it, it's not a free ride on this.
Oh.
I have a lot of strange looks with mine. And I do believe that the law does say that it has to be affixed. And this is actually Velcroed in two pins. So I can technically take it off right then and there.
You never want to take it off.
Huh?
Unless they got a warrant, Fran. You never want to take it off.
That's
why
I
have
the That's no,
this
I'm talking
guy,
about the
this,
helmet here.
I know,
I'm not
talking about
the
it too. You don't have to take it off. They gotta have a warrant for you to take it off. But a lot of these guys
got off their
bikes and set the helmet down on their seat. So while they're talking to him, he reaches over and confiscates the helmet and throws it in his saddlebag because one of the commissioners in Vista told him that because this Marine beat him on the ticket because he didn't take a picture of the helmet, he didn't take a picture of anything, and he told him, well, why didn't you take the helmet? Well, the commissioner has been schooled now on the 4th and 14th Amendment rights. And this guy still continues to do what he's going to do. So I told all these people.
What would happen
I
if...
I told all these people not to take your helmet off.
No, I don't have to take that hair off the top of my hat. I don't have to take the helmet off. It's just two pins and Velcro.
I know.
But the question I have is, if I put my helmet on my tank, and somebody takes my helmet off of my tank and takes off with it, can I not call the police and have that person arrested for stealing?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
I told them that the one guy, Bill and I had him on the radio for 45 minutes. And I told him, why didn't you pull out your phone and call and tell him you just got robbed?
That's right. And not
and
only
he goes,
robbed.
He goes, I didn't know I could do that.
I
said, yeah, you can do it.
Because
the guy pulled about three blocks down waiting for him to see if he was going to end up biking ride without a helmet. I said, yeah, you can ride without a helmet. It's just a $25 fix-it ticket. All you got to do is get on there and just show them a helmet. They don't care what the helmet looks like.
Times have changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
It was so nice when the old days, well, old days, when people actually would do a forum and gather and actually put themselves on the line and be a group. It's kind of far and few between, but that's the way life is too. So
yeah, but
so hopefully with being on the radio and everything, that people do remember that we do need those shoes, and people like Mariana and Bill, and a lot of the motorcycle clubs. And I do hope they come through for me and for all of us, actually. So, I mean, that's a, you don't see that kind of cash anymore. And when you get someone that's coming up with cash, that's a big thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know that we took a hit this year with the Ride for Kids. We didn't make as much money as we had in the years past.
Nobody's got any. Nobody's got any.
Well, it was quite a bit less. It is tough.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as charities go, I sure wish that people would say, I want to see the breakdown of where this money is going.
Mm-hmm.
And if the charity doesn't want to give a breakdown of where that money's going, maybe you shouldn't do that ride. I would rather have a club say, this is for our own coffers so that we can maintain as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Then do a whatever, and maybe 10% of whatever is made goes to whatever they said it's going to. I mean, it's not that bad,
yeah.
But if they don't clear whatever they said they're going to clear, then how much actually goes to the charity? I would love to see the breakdown for the Love Ride.
Mm-hmm.
Because what comes off the top of that...
You'll never see.
Well, it's only about 10% of everything that's taken in is what actually goes to the Love Ride. The rest of it goes to the performers that are there, the grounds that they have rented, everything. So only 10%, if I remember, because I did see the numbers once, and I was horrified. And that was the last time that I said I would do that. And I wasn't even on it. I was working it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the numbers, and it was like, you know what? When that little goes to the actual charity? No. That's wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, when John and I worked for the San Diego Toy Run, every bit went into whatever it was, whether it was
mm-hmm.
Father Joe. Now, I will admit we held the money because we also knew that at a certain time of year, there was a radio show that would actually match funds. So
mm-hmm.
if we had $1,000 cash, that $1,000 turned into $2,000. So, but we knew that that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just kind of held the money for those 3 months till that magic moment where we were able to double it. So, I mean, if it were that kind of a thing, then you know what? I think that's appropriate.
Yeah.
I do think that's appropriate. But other than that, I mean, if you ask the Ride for Kids to see the breakdown, they'll show it to you. They'll show you every penny, and they have to account for every penny that comes in. Now,
well, you know he charges. You know he charges for using his place and stuff up there.
Who?
Oliver. I remember when we. You remember when we did that video up there?
Oh yeah.
They had to pay to do the video.
Really?
Yeah, they had to pay. They had to pay him to let him do the video. I think that was 17, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I say it's difficult because the question is you know, where. I mean, I remember when John and I put this stuff together, and we were fortunate enough to get places that would give us their parking lot free. We were able to get bands that came and played free. And because of that, all of the money went to whatever it was.
So I told you, if they won't open the books, don't do it. Bill and I check before we get behind anything.
Well, I haven't done a whole lot. This is kind of fun because the shoe drive is kind of my kickoff, no puns intended, but my kickoff to try and rally groups, organizations. Hopefully some of them will call me to come and pick them up at their church or their club or whatever. But this is where I'm asking the clubs to, you know what, kick in and do just that little bit. We do have a deadline. If they're really, really a big, big pile of shoes, well then, yeah, guess what, I will come get it with the van. Because there is just so much I can put on that back seat before my tire goes flat. I haven't had that happen yet, but I wouldn't want to push it that far either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had a few things back there. Again, I mean, this is one of those things where not asking for money. All we're asking for is old shoes. Not even old shoes. Shoes that you're not wearing or shoes that don't fit you. Shoes you don't even like. Or like the one guy said, I'll give you all of my ex-wife's shoes. Hopefully she's like the shoe lady and there was a lot of them. So hopefully they start pouring in. I keep waiting for my phone to start with either texting or whatever so that I can go get shoes.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to call it a night.
Okay, darling. I do thank you for this fine evening.
No worries. I'm going to let Charlie Baker take us out with Ride.
Sweet. As I have a helicopter flying overhead.
There you go. All right, good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Remember.